Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 14th of August, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny and 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says, times of clouds and sun, and mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm over the night, with temperatures between low of 26 to high of 35, with a heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 8 km per hour with occasional gusts on 90 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 81%. Tomorrow is 15th of August and it's many things going on since it's Sri Aurobindo's birthday and India's Independence Day. So tomorrow there will be a collective meditation with a downpour at the amphitheater in Matri Mandir and the fire will be lit at 5 a.m. Entrance from second Banyan gate and gates open at 4:15 a.m. All are requested to come early and be seated by 4:45 a.m. A working committee invites us after the bonfire on a light breakfast which will be served at 7 a.m. in town hall. On Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at Le Morgan, working committee invites us to a tea gathering for Mr. Bala Bhaskar. August 16 is Mr. Bala Bhaskar's birthday and also his last day in office as Secretary of the Auroville Foundation. On that Saturday, all who know Mr. Bala Bhaskar and want to greet him on his last day in office are warmly invited. As Mr. Bala Bhaskar puts it, it's not a farewell party as such as he will stay near Auroville and continue to be with us. Tomorrow, Friday at 6 p.m. at ARCA, Australian leading sacred music duo Kim Cunio and Heather Lee are offering their contribution to celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and to celebrate Indian Independence Day. Kim and Heather bring the combination of scholastic excellence and transformative spiritual practice together. The concert will include their commissioned setting of the Dead Sea Scrolls, music of the first woman composer Hildegard of Bingen, part of chapter 9 of the Gita in Sanskrit and the music of Tagore in the centenary of his Nobel Prize. They will be joined by Babu on tabla. Today at 3 p.m. at Auroville Bamboo Center in Kotakarai, Kamesh Salam will give a presentation on bamboo in India and Southeast Asia. This is a free information session for anybody interested in bamboo development, particularly throughout India and Southeast Asia. This includes architects, builders, growers and others. Kamesh is an accomplished, experienced and very knowledgeable speaker. The New Era Secondary School would like to invite us tomorrow at 8 a.m. at New Era School campus to come and celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and Indian Independence Day with a short program, including flag hoisting and series of songs, drama and dance that the students are looking forward to present to you. After the program, we will have time to mingle with sweets and refreshments at the New Era Secondary School campus. On Sunday, 17th of August at 7 p.m. in Adi Shakti, in Eran Chavanadi Road, Kartel and Adi Shakti present It's Not What You Think, an Indian Commedia dell'arte, performance with Dipal Koshi, Katir Doshi and Yuki Elias, directed by Dipal Doshi and produced by Norfer Sajer. For more information, we can contact them on 262-2287. To all the celebrations tomorrow, also Laboratory of Evolution will join with the Centenary of Arya. A small exhibition will be presented at the Laboratory of Evolution upstairs to commemorate the first issue of Arya, the monthly magazine started on Sri Aurobindo's 42nd birthday, 100 years ago, with consequence throughout the two world wars and until February 29, 1956 and beyond. This mini exhibition, with a selection of relevant books and other documents to read on the spot, will include also an outline of the work done during the same period by Teilhard de Chardin and Tolkien, who both also perceived and beautifully expressed, each one in his own remarkable way, something of the new step in the terrestrial evolution. Laboratory of Evolution is situated in Bharat Nivas compound, right side the entrance, the small building next to the post office, and is open between 9 to 12 in the morning and to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. On top of all, tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Svayam, Team Do Studio and Team Builder Ur, joyfully, they would like to invite friends and well-wishers to the inauguration of their new studio space at Svayam, and as they are saying, they would be delighted to have you with on this day and share their work amongst colleagues, collaborators, friends and mentors during this journey. On Monday 18 at 8 p.m. at Ashram Theatre in Pondicherry, we are presented the violin concert of Kalaimani Kanya Kuma. And amongst all of others, also our August 15 kickoff with the Acres for Auroville. And the Acres for Auroville team shares with us the plan. The phase first would be the Matri Mandir, the city center area in the international zone. In February 2018, Auroville will celebrate the 50th anniversary of its creation. To mark this historic event, They're inviting the entire Orville family worldwide to unite together on the creation of a beautiful birthday gift, the securing of remaining acres still missing for the City of Dawn. They consider it auspicious to launch this vital campaign on Shura Obito's birthday itself. Acres for Orville is an urgent action for ensuring Orville's territorial integrity and for enabling its harmonious future development. They hope that all of Orville's friends will understand the importance of this campaign and contribute to its success in every way they can. As of 20th of August, the Acres for Orville donor page of the Collab website will be officially up and running. Donors will receive their confidential donor history code as well as their contribution certificates and Orville Earth cards. They sincerely thanked Orville artist Emmanuel for the help and they're asking you to send the donation, whether by check, direct by bank transfer, or via the Orville Donation Gateway, or through AVIA or Shura Obindo Center to the Orville Unity Fund specifying Acres for Orville Land campaign. And let us remember Dr. Karan Singh's words when he said, "If we do not secure the land, we will not be able to build the city." Now let's go to another completely different topic, because Orville Spirit International Badminton Tournament for junior boys and women doubles will join with one day event tomorrow, all the celebrations starting at 8:30 a.m. at New Creation Sports Ground. They are organizing an internal badminton tournament, and those who are interested to participate in this event, they should contact Anand on 944-3349-444 or Lakshmanan on 978652-1948. Orville Health Center shares with us an information that for the next 2 months, a special package for multiple blood tests is being provided at Orville Health Center by ThyroCare. For a value of 2,000 rupees, the tests include CBC, thyroid profile, lipid profile, liver function, kidney function, iron profile, B12, vitamin D, HbA1c. The tests are available on every Saturday, but also on any day if three or more patients come for the test. Blue Light has updated the community support hours to Thursday afternoon between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting from 14th of August. During this time, they will provide technical support to individual users who are running on Ubuntu Linux operating systems. And here's a call for participants of the Orville Singing Festival, saying that they are confirming the first rehearsal will take place on Sunday, 17th of August, from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Sauchu. They're asking you to bring your own musical instruments. Those who are wishing to be accompanied by one of their instrumentalists should bring their music sheet so they can try to find someone to accompany them. And the second rehearsal will take place in the Sire Conference Room on Sunday, 31st of August, also from 3 to 5:30 p.m. At Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen documentary historical drama Discovery of India, directed by Shyam. At Visitor Center Movie Show tomorrow at 8 p.m. we can see an excellent drama biography thriller Captain Phillips, made in 2013 by director Paul Greengrass. On Saturday they will share with the community drama thriller Paranoia, made in 2013 by director Robert Luketic. Today at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents We Found the Water Memory, documentary in French, directed by Christian and Laurent Liechtenstein. Film shown on French TV France 5 in 2014 with the presence of Bhagavandas, water researcher and executive of Aquadine. The day we accept that the waves can change, we can act and be treated by the waves. This is a new field of medicine that scares the pharmaceutical industry, says Luc Montagnier. Later on, there will screen a Spanish animation drama Wrinkles, made in Spain in 2011 by director Ignacio Ferreras. And on Saturday, we can see an international drama Cosmopolis, made in Canada in 2012 by director David Cronenberg. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m., at Children's Film, we can see animation adventure Family, The Secret World of Arete, made in Japan in 2010 by director Hiromasa Yonebayashi. And at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, John Cassavetes Film Festival is on, and we can see documentary biography on America's first truly independent filmmaker Constant Forge, and film was made in USA in 2000 by director Charles Kasiak. And the mother wrote, "Remain young, never stop striving towards perfection." But from the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "Supreme Lord, eternal truth, let us obey Thee alone and live accordingly to truth." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.